And good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Brain Stew Wrestling. My name is Hammy, and joining me in studio is, of course, Michael at Hipster Punchy Falcone. What's going on, Punchy?
Now, veteran advice, let me tell you something. I've been doing this for over 10 years. As a matter of fact, I've been doing this longer than you. I'm just starting to get a break now, so you don't get to give me any veteran advice.
Oh my god, NXT Unstoppable. How that friends, is how pro wrestling shows should be presented.
Yeah, it really is. Like, they run it like NXT is booked and ran like either an old school promotion, like, but with like the independent style.
It's perfectly ran. I fully trust Triple H when he eventually does take over. Let's be honest, this is Triple H's thing. I fully trust him and Stephanie to do well for the company when they finally do take over and Vince retires. But
more so Triple H, though.
For now, though, I am enjoying the ride that we're getting in NXT with the amazing talent that they have in NXT. Because let's just go over the big story right now. Samoa Joe in WWE.
Joe is gonna kill you.
Many
Joe
people is... thought this would not happen.
By the way, can we get a clip of that chant and appropriate it to something about Coletta?
For those of you listening live on the MLR replay, this is Friday night, May 29th, 2015. We air our shows live whenever we can actually get together and do shows, and then they're streamed as replays on MLR and any other affiliated stations that we're a part of, which is for now just MLR. But this is Brain Stew Wrestling.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We are glad that you're listening right now, and we are discussing the phenomenal... Not AJ Styles, the phenomenal NXT Unstoppable.
Even though AJ Styles is getting WWE interest lately.
He absolutely is, and I think he would... Imagine that we would have Samoa Joe, Kevin Owens, formerly Kevin Steen, and AJ Styles in NXT. Along with Sami Zayn?
Formerly El Generico.
It's a Ring of Honor / TNA reunion in NXT.
No, Ring of Honor, because like all those guys... were Ring of Honor before, like, you know, even the ones that were on TNA were Ring of Honor first.
It's remarkable.
Dude, well, like, seriously, Ring of Honor is so ingrained in the fabric of WWE right now, it's ridiculous. Like, look at it. CM Punk was kind of like the first one from Ring of Honor that they
He was the first, like, big name indie darling
the
to come to WWE.
First big name Ring of Honor guy. Like, they brought in guys like, not Brian Kendrick, but Paul London was in there for
Daniel
a bit.
Bryan.
Daniel Bryan eventually found his way there. Cesaro, Claudio Castagnoli.
Reign of Honor is pretty much the independent breeding ground for WWE now. I think now...
Tyson Kidd was in Ring of Honor. If
you saw the E60 special, I think they briefly mentioned their previous employers in Reign of Honor.
Seth Rollins.
I could be wrong on this, but yeah, Seth Rollins. You had Dean Ambrose too, but he was mostly he was with Combat Zone Wrestling for a little bit too.
He wasn't in Ring of Honor. He was never in Ring of Honor, but he was there. Luke Harper was in CZW as well, but he was also like
Brody Lee.
Yeah, he wrestled some Ring of Honor matches for the Ring of Honor CZW storyline. That whole war.
I think what we're trying to get here is. A lot of the independent, big-time independent wrestling promotions, a lot of their stars are getting called up to WWE now.
You know what's funny, though? Like, a lot of the people in the Cage of Death match between Ring of Honor and CZW had a lot of guys who are now big parts of the main roster or on NXT right now.
It's unbelievable right now what's going on with WWE. I fully trust Triple H and the staff at NXT to breed these stars into becoming monster talent with WWE. The future looks bright if you're a pro wrestling fan now.
And just wait till UHA Nation debuts.
It's just...
He's that... Like, I don't know if you know him, man. He's that muscular black dude they've been showing. Like, that's UHA Nation. He's from Dragon Gate and Evolve, which is actually run by Gabe Sapolsky, who was a former booker for Ring of Honor. And... He's got the look.
Paul Heyman guy, too.
Yeah. He's got the look, that Vince loves. Like, he's jacked. Like, he's... But he, dude can fly. Like, he's a high flyer, a big, muscular high flyer. Like, he's a fantastic worker. Like, trust me, you're going to be amazed when he debuts.
The biggest story, I think we can both say... I mean, we have Reign of Honor coming to Destination America. We're going to touch base on that, too. But I think the biggest story with NXT is, first off, phenomenal show.
We'll do a quick rundown right now, though. The opening match, which was Tyler Breeze versus Finn Balor, was great.
I love Tyler Breeze's gimmick.
I like that people are getting like specialized entrances now in NXT specials. Like Tyler Breeze with the models. And
I didn't notice.
Like,
I learned this just last week. Tyler Breeze periscopes his entrance now, and he gets like over 1,000 likes and 1,000 streams during his entrance. That's really creative, using social media in your entrance.
Yeah, dude. Like, it's that's like, again, they're very forward thinking of social media. We'll get, like, no matter how much of a hot mess train wreck Vince can be with WWE, he's very, like, they're very forward thinking with social media.
And WWE has been, I think, well, since social media first came about, WWE has been on point with it. And they have some really smart people working their web department.
We'll forgive them for trying to push tout.
Yes, okay. But the I think the best match of NXT TakeOver was the Women's Championship.
Well, we're going to
that. I think that was the best match.
I mean, and what I like, too, they do it the way indie feds do it, where the last three matches are title matches. Like, you're not getting, like, a non-title match that's suddenly held in higher importance than a title match.
Because WWE sometimes puts the Intercontinental title on as the first match of the card. And if that's the second... tier title next to the world title, well, I think that should be later in the card.
I get why they do it. I just don't think they should do it, because the reason they do it is because look at the people involved in the Intercontinental title feuds, like Ziggler, Bryan when he was not injured again.
They're not Barrett. They're not mega stars, but they're pretty big in the mid card.
They're known for having great matches, which, you know, they always want to have a hot start to the actual pay per view.
I get why. Yeah, you're right. I agree with you. I get why they do it. I just don't think that a title such as the Intercontinental title championship should be the opening match of the card. I think it should be at least halfway through the show.
Dude, here's one thing, too. But we'll go to that later as well. But with NXT, too, the tag title match was great storytelling. And Enzo and Cass are phenomenally over.
Are those the New Jersey
New
stereotype?
York, New Jersey guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Enzo Amore, if you like,
I love hating them, by the way. The how you doing thing, I'm like, oh god, here we go, Tony Soprano all over
here's
again.
Here's the thing, though. Enzo Amore, if you don't remember, I showed you NXT like 2 years ago, and I said, close your eyes and tell me this guy doesn't sound like DDP. That's Enzo Amore. So, like, dude, Enzo Amore, like, here's the thing. They're a comedy tag team, but they're really good. Like, Cass is like the big guy. Like, you know, Enzo Amore is very charismatic and amazing on the microphone.
I don't like his gimmick. I don't like the New York, New Jersey stereotype. Don't get me wrong.
Think of it as a spoof.
I know it's a spoof. It's just...
It's a spoof of those douchebags.
No, it's not even a spoof. That's how the Guido... Newsflash, guys. If you go to the Jersey Shore now that it's summer, there's a lot of those guys down there. And it's a perfect representation of what the Jersey Shore is like.
It's crazy, like, dude. It's crazy, though. He is so good on the microphone. That gimmick is working on NXT.
It's working, and I like it. I love hating him,
dude. It's funny,
and that's what makes a great heel.
But they became like the fun, goofy face characters, which is great.
I see him as a heel, though.
He's not a heel.
I know,
they're not heels.
I personally see them as a heel.
Well,
just because I don't like
you can't get over the, like, you're pretending they're actual Jersey Shore Guidos.
Yes, I am.
When they're spoofing it,
I know they are. I just don't like it.
Yeah, but you just look at it like they're being like ridiculously over the top. You can make fun of it. You can laugh at that and be like, you know, these guys are awesome.
I do laugh at it. I just don't like it.
But like, they crush it with the gimmick.
They do. They do a phenomenal job with the gimmick. I just,
Blake and Murphy are kind of boring, though.
That gimmick reminds me of my high school days. That's just that. Because I was that to a T back in high school.
Yeah, with your flaming T-shirts.
Yes. I don't like it. Brings up too many bad memories. But anyways, next match on the card.
Next match was Rhino versus Baron Snorbin.
I give Rhino a lot of credit for for putting him over. I think he did the right thing. I think it was a smart booking decision. The match was in itself, I think that was the sleeper match on the card. I think that was...
Meaning that you got tired watching it?
Yeah, I wasn't really completely sold on the match, but for what it was, they did really well. It was better than a lot of Raw and pay-per-view matches on the main roster.
Yeah, I mean, I don't... Like,
and Rhino looks in phenomenal shape! Rhino still looks incredible. He still looks as good as he did back in the ECW days. That's the one thing that I took away from this match was, holy crap, Rhino still has it.
Well, because he's been doing independence for the last however many years, so he hasn't been getting his body abused by the WWE road schedule.
It's been awesome seeing Rhino still compete at that level. Dude. But, again, smart booking decision to have him... put younger talent.
Rhino's in the phase of his career where now he's going to give back. He's got to give back to the business, put over the younger guys. He did it for Sami Zayn,
and a lot of talent just doesn't do that anymore, which is kind of depressing. I mean, we're praising Triple H now for running NXT, but back when Triple H was a full time competitor, no way did he put over younger talent.
What do you mean I've got to put over this guy? I don't put over anybody,
and that's where all the shovel jokes came from as far as Triple H goes, because he was notorious for not wanting to put younger talent over.
Sprinkle a shovel on it, bro.
Even legendary veterans from other promotions that came in, like Goldberg.
I'm not going to lose to him.
But then again, Goldberg and Triple H are both massive egos when it comes to whether they lose or not.
Well, yeah.
Now, though, Triple H has gone a little softer because now he knows what's best for...
He
does know what's best for business.
He's not like the main draw anymore. He's not.
No.
He's
one of the main guys behind the scenes now.
One of the things I do agree with Jim Cornette, though, is that Triple H wasn't the big draw. He was the guy who feuded with the big draws. And then that just, with the revisionist history, he became a top draw.
Yeah. I would have to agree with Mr. Cornette on that.
I don't agree with what he said about Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens when they were Kevin Steen and El Generico, but where he basically said his least favorite feud in Ring of Honor was those two, when that was the best feud of that time.
And from the looks of it, it's going to be an even bigger. They're revamping that rivalry now, just as Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Although I do kind of miss the ladder wars between the two.
Yeah,
those were fantastic. Like, dude, where else can you see a package pile driver on a ladder that's being supported by two ladders? That's one spot they're known for doing in those ladder matches, and it doesn't get old anytime. Like, it's always. I don't know. I'm excited about WWE now because of the people they brought in. But we talked about the second match. The next match, I believe, was.
I think it was the women's title after.
Was there only five
after
matches?
After Rhino's match.
Were there only five matches? Oh, the tag title match. Then the
yes, you're right. But I still can't get over how good that women's match was. And I like my biggest compliment of this match was they called it the women's championship and not the Divas championship. I even don't mind if they call it the Divas championship. Just get rid of the sparkly butterfly on the title.
Yeah, a world title should not get a tramp stamp.
No, it shouldn't. And I applaud Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks for putting on just a phenomenal match.
Having the best.
That's one of the best women's matches that I've seen in years.
We forgot a match. Bayley and Charlotte versus Dana Brooke
and Emma. Okay. I love Bayley.
Dude, another gimmick that would be goofy on the main roster would not be
good.
Oh,
I wasn't talking about her gimmick.
I know.
Her gimmick's very nice, too, but... Oh, I love me some Bayley, but Bayley and Charlotte, a great match. I kind of feel bad for Emma because she was at one point on the main roster and now she's back in NXT.
Well,
but I think that was good for her, though.
They're trying her out as a heel character on NXT to see how that works.
Which I think it's working a little bit.
They do that. You notice, like, there's someone on the main roster who's usually brought down to NXT for a little bit to kind of work on something. Like, for Cesaro, they brought him down there to work on some stuff. And then he came back up for a little bit, had, like, a run, and then they started just burying him relentlessly again. And now they're starting to build him back up. Tyson Kidd worked on his heel character down there.
I think Cesaro and Kidd are the best tag team going right now in the whole company.
Yeah. I've got a little, I forgot to mention a little update on them that we'll add to our prep, but, you know, they're definitely the best tag team going on there, but, who else? Who they brought some other people, like, they'll bring someone down there, they'll work on something, it'll work, and then they'll bring it up to the main roster. Like, I'm sure when Alex Riley gets better, healed, he'll probably, you know, get a main roster run with his, because he's been, like, he's the most impressive I've seen him in a while.
I think the entire NXT roster is just... Yeah. Doing a phenomenal job down there.
Yeah, that's how you should use your developmental territory and the way the WWE is using it.
And it's not just like...
Develop your stars.
It's not just, okay, you're going up against this person, you're going up against that person. NXT is its own single entity in the whole company.
Yeah.
Like, it's separate from Raw and SmackDown.
Someone made a joke, the next video game should be NXT featuring SmackDown and Raw.
It really is unfortunate for the main roster, but really good for NXT roster that NXT is the better product than Raw and SmackDown.
Or the stories are like saying that, WWE main roster workers hoping to get called down
to NXT. I believe I saw it in Kayfabe News.
Okay. Dude, can you like, and someone made a good point. Could you imagine like some of the women's wrestlers in the Attitude Era or some of the really good ones that they just didn't really like basically the women's matches were just bra and panties matches unless it was Trish versus Lita.
Yeah.
Like, there were some really good female wrestlers that were horribly used because Vince was just like, I don't care. Just
put on bra and panties matches.
Like, Victoria, Jackie, for example.
Jazz.
Molly Holly.
But Jazz wasn't really used for bra and panty matches because she wasn't nearly as attractive as the other women are, even though Jazz could probably beat the crap out of all of them.
Yeah, no, Jazz...
She was terrifying.
Jazz ended up becoming a gargoyle-faced manager for Rodney Mack, who she was married to.
Oh, I love Attitude Era women's matches. You're right. Unless it was Trish and Lita, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Lita came up and Lita was in NXT now?
Yeah, right?
How great would that be? If Trish and Lita were in their prime now and NXT ladies were
Team
called
Bestie.
Up, oh, my God.
Oh, man, though. So much. Trish wouldn't wrestle again, I don't think. But Lita, she's done, like, when Heath Slater was, like, coming out and getting beat up by, or doing matches against legends, she was one of the ones that beat him.
And ever since becoming a mother, I don't think Trish is doing anything wrestling related anymore.
A yoga program, but
yeah, she's doing her yoga program, and Lita's doing music and public speaking or whatever. So I mean, I think I don't think we're ever going to see them in a ring again, but
yeah, well, Lita from time to time probably
making sporadic appearances, and maybe if Lita and Trish came down to NXT and worked with the ladies a little bit, I don't think the ladies don't need it.
All right, now let's get back to the women's title match.
Best match of the card.
Yeah. And wow, Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
Rocking the Mila Jovovich in the fifth element.
I picked a great night to be introduced to Becky Lynch because apparently she changed her whole look.
Yeah.
I don't even know what she was before this,
still hot.
She came out in a steampunk attire with orange, yellow dyed hair. Made an impression, I'll tell you that much.
You made a hand impression downstairs? Fucking creep.
No. Just mesmerized by like the entire presentation of her character. It was very well done.
What I love
and the match itself.
What I love is the fact that Corey Graves is playing the she's a poser character, like doing commentary. And she there was a match. You probably saw a sign about this in the NXT crowd, but during one of her matches, Corey Graves says something to the effect of, you know, I've got some beef with Becky Lynch. He goes, one time she on Twitter, she said called me a hipster. He goes, I spit out my craft beer in the air. Dude, seriously, Corey Graves is worth a Twitter follow. He's fantastic.
And I give WWE a lot of credit for still signing him to a non-wrestling role.
Yeah.
If you saw the E60 special, he was injury prone. He was getting concussions left and right. And yeah, to WWE and Triple H's credit, they still kept him around because he ended up being a really good announcer. And he's doing very well in NXT. So
yeah.
a lot of respect we're showing to WWE right now. But again, that women's match, I keep going back to it of just how good it was.
Yeah.
And the main event.
By the way, Sasha Banks is the best women's wrestler in the Raw.
Yes, WWE, I absolutely agree, hands down. And after the, I didn't think that women's match could be followed, but Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, again, just, they delivered a very good match.
It told an amazing story.
Kevin Owens ended up getting the upper hand.
Yeah.
Here's, and flat out dominating Sami Zayn.
Well, no. Here's the thing, though. Like, here's what this, like, Sami Zayn actually was dominating the match until the very end when Kevin Owens hurt him. Like, he was injured. Was
yeah.
And then, you know, but the thing is with that match, continued to tell the story, made Kevin Owens look like a beast. Sami Zayn looked better, you know, made him look better, look like a threat to Kevin Owens. It wrote Sami Zayn off of TV for as long as it takes for his shoulder to heal. That's something people forget. He had rotator cuff surgery recently. That's why.
No thanks to his match with Cena.
Well, he said, apparently it's been a nagging thing for him, and it just got re-aggravated, so he had surgery done on it.
Right.
And it debuted Samoa Joe,
which we have the video clip here. Again, Kevin Owens was putting a pounding on Sami Zayn, and then as he's about to put the
chairs to him,
the chairs to Sami Zayn, we had this happen.
Crowd's talking.
Godzilla!
That is the impression I got with watching this. Like, oh, crap.
Godzilla.
And you hear the crowd. The crowd knows.
Yeah.
And here comes Samoa Joe. I didn't think I would ever see this.
By the way, immediately after the special, his shirt was posted on WWEshop.com.
Why wouldn't it be?
Immediately. God. They wasted zero time.
I give WWE credit, too, for keeping his name and not change it to Joe the Wild Samoan or whatever crappy name that they would give him.
I think everyone was joking that his name would be like Joey Samoa.
All right, now I kind of like Joey Samoa.
Joe is going to kill you. We've got it. We've really got.
Is it me, or is not only the NXT matches and product better than WWE than the main roster? The crowds are better than the main roster crowds.
Well, because here's the thing: it's in Florida, which aside from the Northeast is one of the biggest like wrestling hotbeds.
This isn't very PG, that crowd to be chanting at. But yet, amazing moment in NXT. Samoa Joe debuts.
And again, he gets his shirt's kind of awesome. Can I point that out?
Yeah, his shirt is pretty cool. I like Kevin Owens' shirt, but Samoa Joe's shirt's pretty nice.
Kevin Owens' new shirt's pretty cool, though, too. The Fight Owens Fight shirt. It's kind of like a play on the Kill Steen Kill shirt. So, yeah, we don't have to play the whole thing, obviously, but, you know.
I'm not going to play the whole thing, but this is what happened at NXT TakeOver at the very end. Samoa Joe just flat out destroyed the expectations of the crowd, and bravo, welcome to NXT, Mr. Joe.
Now we've got to get to another point. Now that we talked about Samoa Joe and how awesome that is, there's a couple Kevin Owens things to get into. For those who don't read dirt sheets immediately, Kevin Owens signed a main roster deal today. What that means, because yeah, everyone's like, wait, isn't he signed already? Here's the thing. When they sign new wrestlers, they are signed to NXT contracts.
Right.
Developmental deals. Once they're called up to the main roster, they're offered official main roster contracts, which are obviously more money, better merchandising royalties, obviously. What that means, though, is that they're going to the main roster from now on. So Kevin Steen, or Kevin Owens, is now going to be a permanent part of the main roster. He is booked for everything WWE related for the foreseeable future. So he's going to be at like all the house shows. He's going to be doing pay-per-views now. There's talk of putting him in the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Anything they do with Kevin Owens is just going to be amazing.
All right, for those who don't,
because he is one of the most genuinely evil heels I've seen in a very, very long time. He's not even the typical, oh, I'm going to do this, blah, blah, blah. It's the way he presents himself and why he's acting the way he is. Yeah. Perfect villain.
Here's why it's awesome, guys, for those who don't know. He's a perfect heel. B, anything involving Kevin Steen and ladders is going to be amazing. It's just how it is. Like, just watch his ladder matches with El Generico, Kevin Steen versus El Generico, or Owen Zane. They are always crazy. There's going to be some sort of crazy spots. But now...
And just imagine when Sami Zayn eventually gets called up to the main roster, too. It's just going to be awesome to see those guys go at it again.
So you got the multi-year deal. There's a Kevin Steen figure being released under the Ring of Honor Series 1 action figures that'll be coming out.
And then we're going to eventually get a Kevin Owens figure as well.
Eventually going to get one of him. So he's going to have two action figures, one for Ring of Honor, one for WWE.
It's a very good day to be Kevin Owens.
Got a new t-shirt. He signed his new deal this week. And this coming Sunday, he's got the biggest match of his pro wrestling career.
That's right. And we're going to have our Elimination Chamber predictions coming up at near the end of the show, because Elimination Chamber is this Sunday on the WWE Network.
This Sunday.
I think they're doing this just to see what the market is like for their WWE Network subscribers, because you can't get this on any other pay-per-view provider. You have to subscribe to the network in order to watch this pay-per-view.
No, it's not so much they're gauging the market. They're just saying, hey, you know what? This is the only way they're going to get to see it. So guess what?
Smart. I think they're going to move away from pay-per-views entirely once they see that the network's the best way to go.
Yeah. Kevin Owens is selling so much, he's getting multiple merch. He's probably making mad royalty money, too.
Probably.
He's probably making fat stacks with royalty money with all the people who are buying his shirts.
Would you like to play the clip of Kevin Owens debuting on Raw?
Yes.
Because this was a perfectly executed promo of the main roster. You could say this is the main roster debut of Kevin Owens. You could say that. But first off, before I even play the clip, I just want to applaud John Cena with the way that he's handling this U.S. title and what they're doing with him. Because the U.S. title open challenge,
it's been the best segments on Raw.
Yes, and there have been the best matches on Raw, too.
Yeah.
We a lot of wrestling fans have always trashed John Cena for not putting on good matches. Cena has been consistently very, very good in the past couple of weeks with these U.S. title open matches. And so this is what happened when Kevin Owens made his debut on Monday Night Raw.
So the John Cena U.S. Open Challenge starts now. You want some? Come get some!
Who's it gonna be?
And who's gonna take the challenge? Big opportunity.
Somebody got the chance of a lifetime. Problem is, you take that opportunity.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. What? This is extremely interesting.
No shit, Cole.
Oh, my God. This is going to be... Business is about to pick up.
Marl.
Could you... By the way, what this means, too, is here's some matches we might possibly see at some point. Kevin Owens versus Neville, which they had a great match on NXT.
Introduce myself, but
Kevin Owens versus
exactly
Dean Ambrose.
Who I am, don't you?
Versus Rollins.
And
Cesaro.
If anybody out there doesn't know who I am, well, quite frankly, those people are simply not worth my time in the first place.
Just what a smug. What a
Hold
smug
on
attitude.
Second. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, he's French Canadian,
right.
Hammy.
NXT champion, Kevin Owens.
Thank you. Thank you. That was nice. Thank you.
Some of these people don't know you. But regardless of how anyone in this building tonight or any night feels, not a single person here is ever to be called a waste of time. You hear that? Do you hear that?
I feel like Owens went off script and Cena just stayed.
Because without all of them, there is no you. Without all of them, there is no Raw. Without all of them,
I don't know though. Have you been following Cena on Twitter?
This is why
he's been trolling the IWC on his Twitter account recently.
Yeah.
Cena's a genuine heel on Twitter.
No,
so young man,
Corey Graves is.
From one champion to another.
Oh shit! Here it comes.
Allow me to bestow on you some veteran advice. Whoa! Wait! Veteran advice? Are you kidding me? Let me make something clear here. I've been doing this for 15 years. In fact,
that pop.
I've been doing this longer than you. The only difference between you and I is that I didn't get a break until now. So you don't get to give me advice ever. You understand me? Might I remind you, this is Monday Night Raw, and the United States Championship Open is still open.
That title Owens, has so much merit right now because simple. Of this, what they're doing.
You want some? Come get some. Yeah. You know what? I am a prize fighter. I am. But guess what, John? I already have a prize, and it's the NXT Championship.
Great way to put over the belt.
Yes, it
and
is.
And NXT.
So, when it comes to your little U.S. Open Challenge.
Your little U.S. Open
Challenge. My answer is no.
But instant heel heat.
Trust me, you and I, we are going to fight someday. But it's going to be on my terms, not yours. Yeah. And if you think that you have me all figured out, you're going to realize.
Oh! Owens with a cheap shot. And look at this! The pop-up power bomb!
Just Owens lays out Cena. Oh, you hear the Raw crowd chanting "Fight Owens, fight!" too. We got some Owens fans fight. There.
Yeah, I think that was like I think that was Baltimore, so it was a relatively
stomping on the title
and doing the "You can't see me" to Cena.
Oh, what a great debut for Kevin Owens! Cannot wait for their match at Elimination Chamber this Sunday. That sold me on the match right there. I don't care what any of them said after that. That right there sold me on the match at Elimination Chamber this Sunday on the WWE Network.
So fantastic.
And I want to thank WWE for the video clips that we featured on this show. It's, again, the perfect way to watch everything WWE related is to go and subscribe to the network. It's the best $9.99 you can spend, and I'm just not trying to whore out the WWE network here. It really is. As a wrestling fan, you get so much content with it. They had a couple of issues with getting it going, but now I watch it on my PlayStation. I watch it on my iPad and a computer. Everything works great now. And I saw no lag with NXT Unstoppable when I was watching on PC. Did you have any issues with this?
I had no lag for NXT Unstoppable.
Are you doing a Kevin Owens impression?
It's hard to do a Canadian accent.
You want to take a break?
There was no buffering for my WWE network.
Let's take a break. Perfect time to take a little break here. When we come back, we have
Ring of Honor news.
We have Ring of Honor news. We have TNA. We had to touch up on TNA for a little bit, and we have the WWE Elimination Chamber predictions.
Also, a story that I haven't mentioned to Hammy yet. I'm gonna have a surprise.
That in the business we call a tease. We'll be right back
and
right after
swerve.
This. This is Brain Stew Radio. Stay right there.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined
Sean, did you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my hands. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, everyone. It's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired.
Go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, listen to our show Thursday nights, 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Now deep beat, cause the V is so deep. An interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Deep beat, bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say Deep Beat. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep V. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? Deep V Podcast.
Deep V.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in Deep V.
Deep V, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I just keep thinking to myself, and it makes me giggle, that every time I hear the story, I imagine it was Ray Romano in the same situation.
Oh, Deborah.
Kind of does.
I barely touched her. Come on. Oh, it was my brother. Look at him. He's bigger than me. Come on. Oh. Come on. Everybody loves me. I got twins. Come on. Oh, let's go Home Depot. Come on.
Fess up, Raymond. You know it was you. They got you on video.
Anybody want soup?
Ma, come on. We're talking over here.
Oh man, I'm dying.
So if you learn anything from Hippo Juice, remember Ray Romano allegedly punched his wife in an elevator.
Right.
We don't report the news accurately. We report half of it. Whatever, it's still news. So fuck you guys. This is more entertaining than some football player.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
And we are back. Yeah. Brains to Wrestling.
Sorry, this sounds Sky, so I just think of Sami Zayn's.
Yeah. BrainStewRadio.com. Replays on morelikeradio.com.
So, I teased a story that I didn't even tell Hammy about yet.
No, you didn't.
From out of nowhere, bruh. Bear with me. I've got a setup here. This, my friends, is a shoot.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding. Well, technically, but... there's a sequel to that Ninja Turtles movie that came out last year being made. They've made some casting. You know, we've heard already of some casting that's been mentioned, like Stephen Amell, Arrow, as Casey Jones, Tyler Perry as Baxter Stockman. They've announced that Bebop and Rocksteady are going to be in this movie.
Yeah, I knew that already.
Don't ruin it. Bebop.
No. Like, I knew who. I know Bebop and Rocksteady were going to be in this movie. I just don't know who's playing them.
Yeah, well, I'm getting that. Now, Bebop is being played by Gary Anthony Williams. You're not going to know him. Rocksteady, on the other hand, is being played by Sheamus.
What?
Yeah, the cast Sheamus is Rocksteady.
What?
Yeah, he's playing Rocksteady.
No!
Like, he's playing the live-action version of him, and then he's also doing the mocap.
Oh.
Give him a chance.
All right, I'll...
Yeah. And Stephen Amell's Arrow is actually pretty good casting.
Yeah, that's going to be good casting, but Sheamus as Rocksteady? Well, you know, they can't screw up the movie anymore. Because the first one was just so well.
You know what? People need to stop being babies. Here's why. Because, like, it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. People are bitching that they're being, like, kids now. Like, teens now. But the movie's set in now. They're not going to act like surfer dudes. Shut your faces.
They should. Michelangelo's a surfer dude who likes pizza.
Yeah, but they're not surfer... Dude, like, how are they surfer dudes? They're in New York.
I like my Ninja Turtles like I did when I was a kid.
They're now teenagers in 2014 in New York. They don't know surf culture. Shut your faces. Shut your faces. And the guy who's playing Bebop, by the way, is the same guy who voiced Uncle Ruckus in the Boondocks.
No, I'm just going to picture Bebop and Rocksteady.
Well, Bebop.
Is Rocksteady going to bro kick somebody?
Oh, I hope so. That'd be great. So, yeah, you know, a little. It was related.
That is wrestling related. Sheamus is going to be Rocksteady in the next Ninja Turtles
Which
movie.
Means he's going to get an unnecessary push until that movie comes out.
That's unfortunate for us.
With his stupid haircut. The worst.
It looks stupid, but it's different. And I like I like his music now way more than I did before.
But he didn't really need to do the
it's
mohawk.
It's a shame.
Oh, I'm in Game of Thrones, fella. I'm a heel now, fella. Oh, you got to find the video of Cesaro impersonating Sheamus. I'm going to do a kick, fella.
Oh, my God.
I'm basically doing promos as if I were Vince McMahon's inner monologue about smaller wrestlers, fella. Smaller guys are weak, fella. That's what Vince says when they try to book Daniel Bryan as a top guy, fella.
When did Cesaro do this?
When he was feuding with Sheamus for the U.S. He didn't say what I was saying. He did a nice impersonation of stupid Sheamus.
You can't imagine Sheamus being good as Rocksteady.
Who else were they going to pick? Let's be honest.
Right. Well, okay. I want to give it optimism.
And while I'm looking up the Cesaro impersonating Sheamus video, there's actually been a word going around that Triple H is at... Because they're eventually going to break up Tyson Kidd and Cesaro.
Eventually.
Because when it comes... Like, actually, they're saying later this year is when it's going to supposed to happen. Because apparently, when it comes to WWE and tag teams, if it's two singles wrestlers put together, even if it's a great tag team, they've got zero patience for keeping them together. Like, none whatsoever. So, you know, they've got that. So, word is that Triple H is trying to convince Vince McMahon that Tyson Kidd and Cesaro can be over as singles competitors.
They can be.
Well, yeah, we know this. Stupid Vince is like, I don't know. Rah. I think he's too Swiss and he's too small and Canadian. Rah. It's Natty who's getting over. Rah. But, you know, what they're saying is, like, you know, they'll probably give, like, Kidd, like, a secondary title run, like U.S. or Intercontinental. And then Cesaro, they're probably going to try to do, like, a big babyface push for him.
They already tried with him winning the first Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
And then they put him with a heel manager the day after. Like, they were like, we're going to make him a babyface. No, you know what? We're going to give him Paul Heyman, who's right now got mega heat on him because Brock Lesnar just beat The Undertaker. And we're going to make Cesaro be a heel anyway. So forget what we were going to do. He's heel again.
WWE booking recently, and I mean like in the past couple of months, has been pretty good.
It's always good, either
but the
right
previous year has just been really bad.
Right before WrestleMania and right before SummerSlam, or the months before SummerSlam, are always when their booking is like better.
All right, we're coming up on the last 14 minutes of the show now. We got to talk about this.
Right, a couple quick ones. Ring of Honor is now going to be shown on Destination America.
An hour right before TNA. But I don't know what this means for TNA, though.
That's like a married couple being separated and the guy bringing in his new attractive, like, younger girlfriend into the house.
And living right next door and moving at the house right next door.
That's what's happening. Like if TNA does not find it, and TNA is getting canceled in September. If TNA does not get a TV deal, that's it for TNA. Because the reason they're afloat right now
is because of Destination America.
Yeah, because of having a weekly TV deal.
And because people are talking about TNA. Yeah. And it's unfortunate that, look, in all seriousness, we can bash TNA, and we will bash TNA.
Beatdown Clan!
But
watch out, we've got a Beatdown Clan here. Brr.
I never, ever want to see a pro wrestling organization go out of business.
You know what?
I never do for any reason. Like, when people in the Monday Night Wars, when they were trying to put the other out of business, if any of them succeeded in putting the other out of business, which is what happened with WWE, a lot of the talent that worked for that promotion is out of business. They don't have anywhere to go.
I'd be all for WWE buying TNA and WCWing them if it gets us Kurt Angle back there, if it gets MVP back there, if it gets the American Wolves in there, and if Bobby Lashley's told to just get the fuck out.
And if it gets the Hardys, and the Hardys can fuck, like,
you know, no.
Hear me out.
No,
I'm not saying put the Hardys in, put them in the tag title picture. Have them put over the younger teams, which is exactly
They're not going to do that. They're not going to take the Hardys because Jeff is too much of a liability.
Yes, he is.
With especially, well, dude, he'd be fired in 3 months from the wellness policy.
Okay, good point.
Kenny King, who's talented,
EC3. EC3's a pretty good heel. I like EC3.
He's so horrible, they brought him up on Opie and Jimmy, or Opie and Anthony, to make fun of how bad his promo was.
But he gets people talking about him, though. In the ring, he's pretty good.
WWE let him go for a reason.
Yes, but I think he's improved.
Because he's not good.
I think he's improved. I think he's one of the best things going in TNA. Well, I think we'll agree to disagree on this.
Yeah, we are going to agree to disagree on that, because garbage.
I don't mind EC3, but if it gets Kurt Angle back, which I'm sorry, I'm with the IWC on this one. If for the people who said that Kurt Angle should have been signed and he should have been the one to take out Rusev, I'm with the people who say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but he didn't sign.
But he didn't.
Dun, 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 dun.
I want to see Kurt Angle have one last good run in WWE. But recently he came out and said that the decision to stay with TNA was a very easy one. And he's very happy with its decision. So
yeah, because he just re-signed the deal. What's he going to say? Well, you know, I didn't want to go back there, but...
Well, from what he said that TNA gave him everything they wanted. He got everything he asked for in his new deal.
Again, though.
But you're right.
Kurt Angle's the current TNA champion, by the way. And the X Division The X Division and tag team titles are vacant. Because
now I'm entertaining the idea in my head of WWE pulling WCW again and buying out TNA. And Dixie Carter's crazy enough that I wouldn't be surprised if she reaches out to for people to buy it out. Because
Vince will buy it. He will.
They are ridiculously bad with the money situation. Taz walked because they weren't paying him on time.
Yep. And he's like, listen, I put up with Heyman.
Yeah, he put up with it with Paul Heyman.
I'm not going to put up with it here.
No way. And Paul Heyman has spoken out that he supports TNA. He's come out and say that. And even a couple of years ago, he was very close to going to TNA and being the Eric Bischoff of TNA, just and running the show.
And with someone else handling the money, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Because he is, when it comes to running the money end of a wrestling promotion, he's me.
Yeah, he's not the best with money.
Oh, by the way, Homicide, he's another guy they could bring to WWE.
They could do a lot of great things with the TNA talent, but the big wrestling news that happened this week, Reign of Honor is coming to Destination America, and I would like it so Reign of Honor leads to TNA, and they keep both companies, but you know that's not going to happen. I think TNA's on the outs, and for the time being, we're going to enjoy Reign of Honor, TNA, and NXT in one night. Wednesday nights have become the night for pro wrestling.
Yeah, because like that's right, because also Lucha Underground is on Wednesdays, I think.
You're right. I forgot about that. You have four different really good wrestling shows on Wednesday nights now. Wednesday night has become the new Monday night for pro wrestling.
Yeah.
And I really hope Destination America keeps both Reign of Honor and TNA?
No, it's already announced they're canceling it in September.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
I didn't see this yet. I heard there was a rumor. I didn't know it was confirmed yet. I knew there was a rumor going around, but I didn't know if it was confirmed. Where'd you...
It's been announced already. Like, it's actually been a thing for like a week now. Like, because literally, they had this, like, there was the whole meme, because it actually was mentioned last Wednesday during the NXT special. So when Samoa Joe debuted... Everyone was like, how bad of a week is Dixie Carter having?
Well, yeah, I was part of that joke. I tweeted that Dixie Carter
because
just might
that's when it
hug.
Was announced.
Well, yes, but I didn't read that it was confirmed and it was legit. I just heard that, oh, well, it's totally obviously going to do that now. Like, it was just speculation.
You know, it's happening.
Oh, boy. Well, goodbye TNA then.
If you're Dixie Carter, you're having a bad day.
Yeah, it's a bad time to be Dixie Carter. Well,
can we get some of the knockouts though in the WWE Women's Division, because there are actually some really talented ones.
Well, Gail Kim would never go back.
Oh, I know that.
She won't go back.
Get a boob job.
It's I feel bad for TNA and the TNA talent. Yes,
you know what? They buried themselves.
Though? They dug their own grave business wise. But I feel bad for the talent in TNA that are now going to have to surf around the country looking for work.
You know what, though? Here's what's going to happen with the TNA guys who are looking for work. The second TNA closes its doors, the ones that when they eventually sell to WWE, the ones who WWE don't keep around. Hey, Jeff Jarrett, line one.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, Jeff Jarrett's got his Global Force Wrestling coming out.
And then the indie guys on there will go to Ring of Honor.
Yeah, you got Ring of Honor. I mean, it's possible they're all going to be able to find work, but it's going to be difficult.
By the way, if Ring of Honor, this could be huge for Ring of Honor, because the wrestling's fantastic. They don't do like stupid convoluted storylines like TNA does. So, like, everything's it's
and
basic,
very traditional.
Amazing wrestling, very traditional wrestling. So that's there's going to be market for that. If they don't try to do it, if they don't do what Paul Heyman did,
Ring of Honor has a chance to do what ECW failed to do.
Yeah. Like, if they don't, if they don't try to do what Paul Heyman did, which is make it bigger than it is and thus spend more money than they usually do,
you're absolutely right, Mike. Yeah. Ring of Honor has a chance to do what Paul Heyman couldn't do with ECW. And granted, they had a few of their they had a few bad cards dealt with the way TNN handled them as far as promotion goes.
Yeah.
We can't, you know, knock them for that. But Paul Heyman is notoriously a bad businessman, and he's bad with finances.
Fantastic booker, fantastic mic
worker. Fantastic genius mind for a wrestling show.
Well, all things wrestling, except for the finances.
Not good finances.
If he had a guy who knew what the fuck he was doing with money, ECW,
and Ring of Honor knows what they're doing.
Yeah, Ring of Honor knows what they're doing. They're not going to be too big for their britches. They're going to do what they know they can do, and they're going to get that's going to get them more exposure, and Ring of Honor is going to blow up even more.
I'm very happy for Reign of Honor because I have been to a couple of their shows throughout the past couple of years, and guys, if you haven't checked out Reign of Honor yet, you need to watch Reign of Honor
wrestling.
Well, first
off, if you're watching wrestling, you're watching a lot of the big names from Ring of Honor's past on WWE and NXT.
The WWE World Heavyweight Champion was a Reign of Honor alum.
One of
Daniel
the right,
Bryan.
Yeah. Daniel Bryan, Ring of Honor
Samoa
alum.
Samoa Joe,
Kevin Steen, Sami Zayn.
CM Punk.
Here's the other thing too. A former Ring of Honor talent is one of the writers now. Jimmy Jacobs. He's a writer for WWE. Former CZW wrestler who you might have heard mentioned in the former commercial on MLR. Sammy Callahan is now there as Solomon Crowe. Former CZW talent John Moxley is Dean Ambrose. Former CZW talent Drake Younger is a ref in NXT. He's the guy. I think he did the women's.
You saw him on
he's
on,
tan with a buzz cut
on E60 special.
Yep, Drake Younger.
We're coming out to the final 3 minutes of the show. I want to ask you, Mike, and I want to ask the people watching on YouTube this question. Let's bring it back to John Cena for a second.
We didn't even do predictions either.
No, we didn't. Screw that. We'll leave that in the comment section below. If you want to name anybody other than John Cena who is doing as good of a job as John Cena is right now, putting over younger talent with
Hogan?
With his U.S. title open challenge.
Hogan?
Hulk Hogan. Real quick, do you have the lineup, the card for Elimination Chamber?
Yes, I do.
Let's just go through them real quick.
My computer's.
Oh, you know what? Let's just do like the big matches. Who do you?
Well, there's not that many matches. So I mean, there's like the two chamber matches. I'm doing this to give me time to actually pull up the full card. I know we've got the tag title match, which is it's going to be just six teams in the elimination pod.
That's going to be insane.
We've got the New Day, Cesaro and Kid, Los Matadores,
Do you have the card pulled
Lucha
up?
Lucha Dragons. I'm pulling it up.
Okay.
Lucha Dragons. Fuck. Who's the other? There's Primetime Players and LOD 2015.
Oh, the Ascension. Ugh. God, they butchered the Ascension's call in the main roster. Okay.
Wow, let's make them like the new Legion of Doom. Ah.
Okay, here we go. I have the card. No particular order. World Heavyweight Title match. Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose. Who do you got?
You know what? Seth Rollins, they're going to keep the title on him. Unless, here's what I think is going to happen. They're going to do a swerve. They're going to turn Roman. I think what's going to, either way, Rollins wins. But this next part's not part of my prediction. They're going to turn Roman Reigns heel.
He has to.
They're going to, because it's getting obvious now with the way he helped Dean Ambrose sign the contract. They're going to make him a heel, part of the corporation, or the authorita. He's going to be like the Diesel to Seth Rollins as Shawn Michaels.
And eventually, Rollins is going to turn on Diesel.
No. Eventually, they're going to turn on Rollins.
Yeah.
And then Roman Reigns will be the guy. Like, this is our guy. This is the one we wanted.
All right, real quick. John Cena, Kevin Owens.
Cena by DQ, but Owens destroys him post-match.
Okay, Divas Championship, Nikki Bella versus Paige versus Naomi, triple threat.
Paige.
Neville versus Bo Dallas.
Neville.
And the Tag Championship Elimination Chamber.
Kid and Cesaro, woo!
And Intercontinental Title Elimination Chamber.
As much as I want to see Ziggler, stupid Sheamus is going to win it.
Really? You got Sheamus in that?
They're hinting at that heavily. Like, there's a lot of ads calling, like, for future events saying Intercontinental Champion Sheamus.
Well, we'll find out what happens this Sunday at Elimination Chamber. Watch on the WWE Network for Hipster Punchy on Twitter. I am at BrainCHammy on Twitter. Thanks for checking out the show. Download at BrainCRadio.com and listen to the replays on MoreLikeRadio.com. Good night.